It's unanimous. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has voted to recommend Trump allies Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino be held in contempt of Congress for ignoring subpoenas from the committee.
In Mr. Scavino's case, he strung us along for months before making it clear that he believes he's above the law. Mr. Navarro, despite sharing relevant details on TV and podcast and in his own book, he also stonewalled us.
Committee Chair Benny Thompson, Navarro was subpoenaed in early February. The panel says he promoted false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election that the committee says contributed to the attack. In a subpoena issued to Scavino last fall, the committee cited reports that he was with former President Trump hours before the attack during a discussion about how to persuade members of Congress to not certify the election for now President Biden. The Senate Judiciary Committee has set up a vote for next Monday to recommend the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court to go before the full Senate. A vote on her nomination in the full Senate could come in the middle of next month. Five people confirmed dead after a multi-vehicle pileup on a highway in northeast Pennsylvania.
Several cars and trucks were on fire as a result of high-speed collisions in blinding conditions. The Schuylkill County coroner has been on scene much of the day looking into wrecked and burned vehicles for any additional bodies. Several people were also injured and taken to hospitals for treatment. Forecasters warned of the squalls that were expected to drop drivers' visibility to half a mile or less.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Will Smith apologizing to Chris Rock on Instagram after slapping him after Rock made a joke about Smith's wife during last night's Oscars. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Relatives of a teen who died on an amusement park ride last week are speaking out.
The family of 14-year-old Tyree Sampson says the freefall drop tower at Orlando's Icon Park should be permanently shuttered. The teen fell to his death from the ride, which takes riders more than 400 feet up before simulating dropping them. The teen may have exceeded the weight limit safety precaution. Dolly Parton's theme park in Tennessee is closing their similar ride manufactured by the same company. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Russia's war on Ukraine has most Americans at least somewhat worried that the U.S. will be drawn directly into the conflict and could be targeted with nuclear weapons. As according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, close to half of Americans say they are very concerned Russia would directly target the U.S. with nuclear weapons, and 3 in 10 are somewhat concerned about that. The poll finds 71% of Americans surveyed say the invasion has increased the possibility of nuclear weapons being used anywhere in the world. Miami Beach officials trying to curb violence among spring breakers.
The mayor of Miami Beach says at least 100 guns have been seized in the last 5 weeks during the spring break season. This is the latest development in what has been a chaotic month in South Beach. Two shootings last week left 5 people hurt in the heart of the city's nightlife scene, prompting a state of emergency and a curfew that was lifted Monday. Miami Beach police say they had arrested 618 people between the start of the spring break season and March 20th. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Wall Street stock shook off a midday slump, closing higher even as energy companies ended the day in the red. The Dow added 894, the Nasdaq plus 185. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.